USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Starting Monday, the U.S. will be putting travel restrictions in place for non-citizens as the Omicron COVID-19 variant spreads. Now, starting Monday, the U.S. will restrict travel from South Africa and 7 other nations due to that heavily mutated strain, as that's the region where this newly detected virus variant was first detected just a couple of weeks ago. President Biden commenting on this latest development while speaking to reporters on Nantucket on Friday.
Every American who's not been vaccinated should be responsible and be vaccinated 5 years in October. Number two, everyone eligible for the booster shot should get the booster shot immediately upon being eligible.
Fears about this latest COVID variant spooking Wall Street yesterday. The Dow lost 905 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. 5 sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The Broadway composer and lyricist's most famous song may have been this one.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair?
But then again, Stephen Sondheim had so many. Sondheim has passed away at the age of 91. A friend and lawyer, F. Richard Pappas, announcing that he died Friday, suddenly, in his Roxbury, Connecticut home. Sondheim's musicals included West Side Story, Gypsy, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and Sweeney Todd, among many others. Again, Stephen Sondheim was 91. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The latest data on online shopping so far this holiday season, all the more reason people need to be careful online, and there is a Secret Service warning out. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
While gobbling their Thanksgiving meal on Thursday, Adobe Analytics says customers spent $5.1 billion while shopping online. As for the entire holiday season, Adobe is looking for Americans to spend $207 billion while doing their online shopping. Secret Service agent Matt Chevro says it's important to keep your guard up if you are shopping online for online criminals.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
I'm Tim Berg.
The first episode of The Beatles' Get Back is now streaming on Disney Plus, and the director of that documentary says a very famous author denied the Beatles from taking his books to the big screen. Peter Jackson said Lord of the Rings author J.R.R. Tolkien stopped the Beatles from directing a movie based on the book saga. The band had been looking at Stanley Kubrick to direct the film, according to Jackson. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.